Well, at least now we know what's caused the flooding recently. It's all those crying of rivers! Stop it, Michael, stop it now! No, we don't want to. Oh, it's going to be a big finish. Sounding more like a Bond theme than Cry Me a River. But that's Michael Bublé or Bubble. Onwards to the lady who's currently leafleting outside a Methodist church in Selby. I thought she'd be singing, but there's always a place for Katrina Lake in. How are you, Katrina?
I'm very well, thank you, yes.
Oh, splendid. So, a little bit of a frosty day today, I gather, to be out leafleting?
Yes, it is a little bit frosty. We've wrapped up warm, though.
Very good.
It's okay.
Always very good. Now, what exactly are you leafleting for?
Well, my chorus, the Abbey Bells, are doing a Christmas fair today. 1st of December and all that, so we've got lots of cakes and raffle, and lots of local businesses have got stalls as well, so it's going to be a really good day.
Why were we not informed? Why could we not have come down and done a location report on this Christmas raffle day?
You could have done.
We could have done, exactly. You need to let us know, though.
I'm sorry.
How can we support the family of Southsiders if we're not sort of given full information about them? I mean, Tasha would have been on her bicycle already, pedalling down to Selby, effectively saying, yes, here we are, let's go sort out. Dee would have already got the whole family online and said, right, I know, we're going up to Sunderland later, but we were going to go head back to sort this whole thing through.
Sunderland, no.
South Shields, all right. Jarrow, there we are. Jarrow March and various other victories. Jarrow. Not catching sparrows in Yates. Anyway, just quick introductions then. Katrina, I don't think you've actually spoken to Natasha before. Have you spoken to her?
I don't think I've spoken to Katrina.
Newbie for Natasha is our youngling today, to use elfling language. She's in the first year of her course of 3A levels that she found very difficult to actually remember that they were fine art, media and English language. But she's got that sorted now. She's reminded of exactly what she's actually studying, which is good. Because you could wander into any other class. You could sort of wander into, you know, a chemistry exam.
I soon remember that I wasn't doing chemistry.
bit of a confusion on that sort of basis. Dee, of course, you may recall, was one of our fine folk who was with us when we were in Scarborough supporting miniature tanks, etc. Is the weather as cold as it was in Scarborough?
Probably on a par, yeah. Well, the wind is, anyway. I found a little spot of sunshine, though, so I'm okay.
Katrina, you are most people's little spot of sunshine. So, yeah, this is the way forward. Anyway, Dee, any questions for Katrina about life, the universe, or sing-outs with the Abbey Bells?
Well, absolutely. What have you got planned with the chorus for Christmas time? Anything really special?
It's going to be a busy month, actually. We've got the coffee the Christmas fair today. We've got a sing-out on the 10th. We've got a sing-out on the 14th for the Selby College Awards evening at the Selby Abbey, which should be quite interesting. And then we've got some busking lined up for one of the weekends. We've got a sing-out on the 18th, and then the Christmas party on the 18th as well. So, yeah, we're very busy.
Sounds good.
Good fun.
Thankfully, I noticed that you are free in the diary then for the 20th and 21st of December to actually come and support
exactly.
If I think you should get the full Abbey Bells chorus to do a sing-out at the University of Lincoln then, just for that special day, really.
Well, I'll try and arrange it.
I think so. If not, we'll take yourself as a solo person doing all four voices, or indeed multiple
right,
voices.
Right, I'll try my best. One of those. Start practicing all four then.
It's very, very true. A few name checks. Who else is actually out there leafleting, or is it a case of all the rest of your colleagues are effectively inside having cups of tea as they are? Send Katrina out. She can cope with this.
No, I have one of the chorus with me, Bernice. She's doing a grand job while I'm on the phone. And the rest of them are inside doing cake stalls and coffee and tea and things like that. But we have just had a sing for everybody, which went down quite nicely. So
And what did you sing? Was it a case of Smells Like Teen Spirit again?
No, it wasn't. We had a first airing of the Christmas songs this morning. Wild by My Sheep and Calypso Carol. And Joy to the World.
The classics, you know, Calypso Carol, for all of those wonderful Barbadians.
I love that one. It's really good.
Wonderful. It's great stuff. And how close are we to getting another Abbey Bells CD produced then?
Well, we're still trying to get rid of the previous one.
Please,
so
please,
Katrina.
speaking not as your agent here, my girl, but, you know, you do not say, you say collector's item or classic or, you know, there are still possible one or two available from our previous album.
Oh,
you
yes,
do not say.
We do have a couple available.
Yeah, we do not say we are still trying to get rid of the previous album, you know? This is not what actually sort of would lead Rihanna to actually have a successful career, is it? You know? So, it's important.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll remember that for next time.
Very important, yes, exactly. It sounds as though we've got all sorts of wonderful windy stuff there on that basis. It's all coming home splendidly. Tasha, any questions for yourself for Katrina?
Well, it's more just... Where can I listen to it? Because I've never heard of them before and I'd love to...
We have a Facebook page, The Friends of Abbey Bells, and there's quite a few links on there to various YouTube clips of us, so you can listen to us on that.
Right.
Or if you check out our website, which is www.abbeybellschorus.co.uk, I think, or something like that. Search us in Google, you'll find us in there. Yes, you'll be able to hear a couple of clips on there and information about upcoming events as well.
I'll have a listen to you then.
I think more than that, you should actually like the Friends of Abbey Bell on Facebook.
Oh, yeah. Yes, please do.
In fact, do you have your mobile phone with you at present? Because I think you could... does that have one of those smartphones? Because, you see, these days, the young people, they have all these smartphone things. Oh, you've got one. You can both like the Friends of Abbey Bell. We're going to do this, hopefully, whilst we're live on air, Katrina. So, you know, this is why you can come off sort of saying, not only have you promoted the Friends of Abbey Bell chorus, you've also got two more people to actually like the Friends of Abbey Bell from that point of view. Abbey Bell, of course, is not a real person, in case people are still thinking, oh, yeah, obviously she's a real person. It's Abbey as in Selby Abbey, as in Selby Abbey chorus, from that perspective. How are we doing, ladies? Are we managing to...
My smartphone isn't very smart at
well.
All.
I think I've dropped mine too
not.
Much to be smart anymore.
Mine has a mind of its own, literally. It does what it wants, not generally what I tell it to, so I'm getting there.
Yeah, well, it's very exciting. I mean, can we talk us through this effectively, Katrina? Because I'm sort of endeavouring to actually just pull up the Friends of Abbey Bell in not a sort of restrictive way, obviously, just to actually, you know, ensure that they're actually there. But they're typing the things in at present, and this is what social networking keeps it real on that basis. Share with us, Katrina, what have your highlights been of 2012?
Well, 2012 has been a really busy year, actually. We had, one of the highlights for me is what we did at the Ebor Box, which was the 800th year of York's Charter. So we were part, one of the choirs that were a part of a massive event in York. There was about 20 choirs involved, 800 people all singing a piece of music, which was amazing, and processing through the streets. On top of that, we've done the Jubilee, so we had a busking weekend in Stratford.
It's just been one fabulous thing after the other. And I'm looking at the Friends of Abbey Vale chorus. I've got it here. I cannot believe we've only so far got 38 likes. This is not good enough. Have you managed to locate the Friends of
Abbey?
I
can't find them.
Just bear this whole thing through. You are we on Facebook, ladies?
Yes, on Facebook.
Okay.
Yes.
So in the search bar at the top, just simply type in Friends FRIENDS of OF Abbey ABBEY Bells BELLES. And then it will sort of come through.
I was spelling Abbey without the E.
I thought so. You see, if you don't have that E in there, big challenge.
We like our E's. We need an E in Bells as well.
We like our E's, but we don't take them to make us happy. All right? That's the important thing. Sorted.
Definitely not.
Yeah, sorted for E's and whiz. Abbey Bells, it's a drug-free zone. It's very important.
Although I liked it.
We've already liked it.
Mine's still...
And D's still actually sort of working through the 20th century.
It's still... I'm not too bad with technology, but this has actually taken ages to load.
It's
still loading.
So there we are. I mean, what better way to actually sort of celebrate and rejoice from that point of view? Anyway, Dee, whilst you're loading that, proving you can multitask, would you like to throw those last two questions at Katrina, including, of course, whether, of course, the Abbey Bells would be up for doing a sing-out when, of course, the Joy of Palace FM goes on air as well?
Oh, yes. Would you be up for doing that? Basically, I'm in the process of gathering together a bid for Ofcom to provide a radio station for Redcar in Cleveland, namely Palace FM. And it would be great to have the Abbey Bells up to have a bit of a sing on that. Would you just be up for that?
I would definitely like to. I'll have to find out if we've got enough people as a part. But yeah, definitely send me the details.
It'll
see what we can
exactly
do.
Exactly, to work together. And I'm looking actually at the Facebook thing, which says it's the Bells Christmas Fair on Saturday, 9:30 till 2 a.m. at the Methodist Church in Selby. There are lots of different Christmas stands, so if you still need some Christmas presents, then get yourself down there. Amazingly, only £1. That's £1 to get in.
It's a bargain.
And you may even have a few tunes from the Bells too. And we're not talking cough sweets. Exactly. You know, you're not handing out those cough sweets to actually say, here, have a tune. Ah, we want you to sing. Oh, well, this is what we're doing. It's all marvellous stuff there. Outrageous.
Yes.
Katrina, it's been splendid as ever. So, carry on, Dee.
Yes. Have you had an interesting telephonic link with us today?
I have, thank you.
And would you like to join us again in the near future?
I hope so, yes.
Excellent.
You will be back. Now, what would you like, musically speaking? Is there a particular artist you'd like us to dig out for you? Or would you actually like to go for the Far East movement with Live My Life, featuring Justin, of course?
I don't mind.
Well, make a decision. Come on now. Are you happy with that, to sort of go through?
I am, yeah. That'll be fine.
Well, there we are. You seem to be nodding, Tasha. You seem to be happy with this.
Yeah, go with that one.
Okay, then.
I'm gonna live my life.
Up in association with PharmaNord for Southside Broadcasting Channel 1 for Hospedia. Probably one of the most interesting links has to be that of Sarah Huntley, who's just actually said, I may have to cut short any moment of time because I'm just out with my dad. He's in a wheelchair and I don't know where the brake is. A bit of a tragic scenario there, but Sarah, have you found the brake on the wheelchair?
We haven't found the brake, but my dad's now got out the wheelchair and walking around with me.
Right.
We're okay at the moment.
Okay. But at any time, that wheelchair could just go off in all sorts of other ways. It's most surreal.
It could, yeah.
It could.
Yeah.
So where are we then, Sarah?
I'm currently in, I mustn't advertise, a supermarket in Bigglehurst.
A supermarket in Bigglehurst, did you say?
No, not Bigglehurst. Chislehurst.
Oh, Chislehurst. Oh, have you
seen? Sound like Renault the Pilot here, the Biggles.
Exactly. Chislehurst, Biggleshurst, it's all in sort of the routine. Well, in the studio here, we have Dee and we have Natasha. And I think you were actually on Natasha's first show a few months ago. We were talking about various other things. But you did.
I was.
Yeah, you were. Yeah. You also said that, in principle, you're looking very much at getting a Christmas cake-off established for this grand celebration of the end of the Mayan calendar, 25-hour celebration we're doing on the 20th and 21st of December. Have you had any thought about what your own entry is going to be for that?
Yes, I have, Alexis, and I'm going to bring some up for you to sample.
Oof.
And would you like, I'll tell you what mine's going to be. Lou, do you want to know, or shall I not tell you?
That's really entirely your discretion, Sarah. I mean, I'm either way. I don't think this is going to be...
It has an Italian theme to it.
Oh, an Italian theme.
Italiano. Yeah, something Italian.
Che bella. Per l'ora and per il momento.
It has a little araminty, that's wrong. Oh, gosh.
It's got an aromatic feel, as we'd say.
Thank you very much.
Per il momento e il momento che verrà, you know, for the moment and the moment yet to come.
I didn't know you could do that.
He's a man of many talents.
Hasn't got his gondola out there?
Has he got his what out?
Have you got your gondola out there?
Gondola.
Gondola?
Oh, gondola,
yeah.
Gondola, no, I thought I was in Venice with you.
Actually,
that could be a euphemism, couldn't it? I didn't mean it like that.
Well, particularly when I thought...
Have you got your gondola out?
For now.
I'm not sure what it is. I mean, that's a bit worrying.
Natasha, in broadcasting terms, if you're ever with a presenter who gets his gondola out, or indeed, you know, his dongla, just emerge, you know, just say no. It's just time to leave. And make your excuses and leave. Very important.
Yeah.
Although it has to be said, Angela Rippon was talking about one experience she had in her early news reading days when indeed one of her producers actually did just that. No names, but it did actually happen. She wasn't put off at all. Still, life continues in its own...
Sorry, that's what I was going to say, but I'll probably take him off the air. I won't say that.
Exactly.
I have a bit of hot news for you, though.
Share with us. What's this hot news?
I spoke to the Tomlinson on Thursday.
Good.
And he's going to say a big spell because he was up for a part in Coronation Street.
Yes.
Of a... Now, what do you call some... not a croupier, that's a woman, isn't it? A casino owner.
Yes, a casino owner,
I could see that, couldn't we? Could all just...
Malcolm Tomlinson as casino owner. If your daughter's in Jack the Giant Slayer, it's always important, yes?
Yeah. So, can we say a big spell that he gets that? And could we say a big spell that I get to work soon? Other than, of course, my date with you to come up and do Christmas?
Exactly.
Yes. I think, Alexis, I'm going to have to cut it short here.
Oh, please.
I do find a break. I have to say a big... I'm so looking forward to Christmas with you all. And could you say a big hello to Mr. Harper for me?
We'll say that respectively. We'll do it backwards in time. We'll say, Graham, Sarah says hello. There we are. Big mention there. It'll all come through.
Oh, I see. He's already been on, hasn't he? Yes. Thank you.
It's always there. In fact, I did mention Sarah because I said, Graham, I often say, when are you going to give Sarah Huntley some employment? Yeah. So, it's always put together.
Yeah. It's not the right thing to the point, is there?
No. If a man gets his gondola out at the least expression, what else can he do? Otherwise, you go into all sorts of other areas. So,
I we could carry this on forever, couldn't we?
We could, but we better not because your father's listening. Let's move on. in terms of another scenario. No, miss, we love you, Mr. Harper. Very good. No, Mr. Harper. Mr. Huntley. Dear Lord.
Yes. So, I'd better go. We're in the same situation now, Alexis.
Well, in which case, take care of yourself. We'll speak to you again very soon.
Love to you all. And I'm looking, sending lots of Christmas magic because it's getting there now. And all the listeners, here's for a happy Christmas. Lots of love.
It'll be full of diamonds in all sorts of ways there. There we are. Sarah goes off to do her magical thing there. Still to come on the show.